Thank you. There you go. How was that? Was that okay? The tempo and everything on that? All right, good.
Yeah, John, I really enjoyed the D sharps in the Jelly Tinker.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I like to add that kind of flavor to it. So I should probably say this for other instruments. So a lot of some of that stuff that I do is based on the instrument, right? So it's based on fingering and placement of the notes and the keys. So if I was to be regular D there, I'm going to be pushing and pulling. So a lot of that kind of stuff, and D sharp's not the only note that I do that with. A lot of times, and this, I do this with when I teach fiddle players and other players as well, is if you're doing a roll, a triplet, and it's easier to do, rather than the specific notes that are listed in the music, if it's easier to do something else because the fingers are together, just remember, they're passing notes. You know, they're not a big part of the big picture is the melody. Always remember that. In Irish music, it's about the melody. It's not about your ornaments, not about your variations. It's about the melody. So you stay true to the melody. And if you have a little triplet and you've got to play, if I need to do an F sharp, because it's easier for me to do that, slide my finger and do, you know, rather than do, it's passing. You never even notice it. People are not going to notice that stuff. So just keep that in mind when you're playing in sessions. And listen, it's even less noticeable. I should say this. I probably shouldn't say this because I've had a really bad day. But let me just say this. You go to a session and people get all sensitive about stuff, right? They're worried about, you know, them playing or somebody's going to be listening to me. Nobody's listening to you. Nobody gives a crap. Jess, I'm sorry. Nobody gives a darn, right?
It's okay. She's heard it all.
You got 10 people in a session, nobody's listening to you. Cop onto you, as my cousin in Ireland in County Wexford would say, cop onto yourself. So go to a session, enjoy it, play the tunes. And the other important thing is play out, because I can tell you this much, I teach this in my session in Swannanoa. When you're in here like this, because you don't want anybody to hear you, your bowing's going to be terrible, your posture's going to be terrible, and your tone is going to be awful. Play it out. They're not listening to you. They're too worried about themselves. Okay? So, I mean, that is the beauty about doing this kind of a session, right? Because you guys get to play, I play, and you play along with me, and nobody can hear you. So I think that's all the more reason when you do something like this, then play out. If you're in your room on your own, get nice rich tone out of your instrument, you know. It's not like we're playing fast. So that's the whole idea of this kind of a session, right? So let me just make sure everybody on page two is on the same page as I am. So are we okay there? Because you don't know who's on my page two or three. So, but anyway, Marilyn, you made it. Hey, Valerie.
John? Actually, John, when you think of it, what you just said, for people to think that other people are listening to them, it's quite arrogant, really. Because I went to a weekend festival with a friend one time, and I know she plays the mandolin, and she brought a fiddle. She never touched one string the whole weekend. Oh, but people will hear. I'm like, nobody's listening to you. We're all trying to figure it out ourselves. Like, get over yourself. She put way more importance on herself than, you know, we really shouldn't do that.
Listen, the important thing, the most important thing is the music. And if we can, and you live your life with that rule, it doesn't matter whether you're me with 30 albums on the market or no albums on the market. We all play music because we love the culture. That's the bottom line right there. I started playing music because my father loved the music. I didn't stop, you know, when I was 11 thinking, oh, I'm going to have 30 CDs by the time I'm 60. A career in music was never entered into my head. I mean, a gig here and there was great because I was a kid. And, you know, if I went and I played for somebody and I got £60, that's a lot of money back in the 70s. So for a 14, 15-year-old kid, you know, that was, you know, that's sweet. That's cigarette money for somebody like me who's sneaking a cigarette around the bike sheds at school, you know. So that's That's what that's all about. It's all about the music. All right. So enough of that. Let's do the first set of jigs on the list as well, because I actually recorded those three jigs: the Made on the Green, Patty O'Rafferty, and Leitrim Fancy. And that way, if I do them, I know how to change from one tune to another. Right? And then... Okay, so here we go. Thank you. a lovely set of tunes. Let me say something else, if it's okay. And you guys can let me know if you like me to say this kind of stuff or not. I'll be happy to not say it. But in reference to melodies, and in particular jigs, because there's a tendency for people to rush jigs, okay? And then people, you know, if you're learning on a new instrument, you might be a great fiddle player, but you're learning the accordion, which some of my students are doing, and you're struggling with the accordion part of it. When you get to the rolls, don't panic, or triplets, don't panic on that stuff, right? The important thing is to maintain the tempo on the melody. If you miss a note on the roll, nobody's going to, you know, it's not the end of the world. Even if you do it in public, it's not the end of the world. The important part is the melody, right? I do a lot of triplets. I do a lot of stuff. And I might do a triplet one time around, and then the next time around, I'll do a roll, right? Because that's what, you know, if I do, I might do three different ways. Right? So just to get an idea. So if I miss one of those notes, who cares? It doesn't matter. But if you focus on that, what tends to happen is you panic, you end up taking too much time to do it, and now you're behind getting to the next melody note. All right? So that throws your phrasing off. So if you have five or six ornaments in one part of a tune, your phrasing is going to be all over the place. Maintain your tempo regardless of anything. Okay? And don't worry and panic about rolls and triplets and that kind of stuff. That's the end of that part of the thing here. All right, let's do the easy horn parts too. Because it's one of my favorite all time tunes is Dunphy's Hornpipe. I play it a lot. Now you don't really hear it a lot in sessions, but it should be played more. It's a really great tune. So we'll do Dunphy's Under Galway.
Is Susan right there?
Susan right there.
Susan, this is what I want to play next, learn next on the accordion, if you're there.
She's good.
she's got a thumb up. Yeah. So pay attention.
You'll be quizzed, Susan, I guarantee it. I know the drill now. All right, so. Right, Dunphy's. And the Galway has a lot of triplets in it, right? So we'll have some fun with this tune. Don't panic on your triplets.
Not too fast.
The more exacting you try to be, the better it is. Now, that sounds like a contradiction to what I just said, but I mean in context of the tempo of the tune. When you get, you don't need to go. You don't need to do that. Nice and controlled, all right? So don't panic on those long five or six, seven triplet things that you get in these tunes. Right, so. Thank you. There you go. Nice controlled triplets.
John, I know I've asked you this before, but could you give us a sample of what Dumpy sounds like up to speed?
Yep, absolutely. So let me give you, I'd give you a slightly different approach to that example, okay? So let me give you an example of increments of speed where people think, oh, if I speed it up, I'm not going to be able to play it, all right? So we just played it at a certain tempo, and that might be too fast for some people, but it might have been just fine for others, and it may have even been slow for some of you, right? So... That's about where we were, give or take, right? So now if I'm going to play that a little faster...
Could you do Dumpy's?
I thought, oh,
that
sorry.
Was, that was the ball.
Okay, so I think that's about where we were tempo-wise, right? So if we're going to speed that up. You know what? Let me do this. If I put myself in full screen, does that help everybody? Nope, that's not what I meant to do, but let's see.
I see you full screen.
I got you. I got you on. How do I?
So they do it, John. I don't.
Yeah, we're.
Oh,
we
you
see,
do it.
We
you
see
have
it just
me
fine.
On,
yeah,
okay.
I see fine.
I don't know how this thing works. All right, so put me on full screen. You'll be able to see better. So if we're playing at that tempo, that's actually not much faster than what we were doing. So
right.
Now let's go a little bit faster than that. Okay.
Okay. So we're almost there.
We're almost there, right?
Yeah.
So, in for all intents and purposes, we really haven't changed much of what we've done. But this is when I teach, this is what I try and teach, that when you're increasing your tempo, it's like buying stereo units, right? That's the analogy I use. So you buy a $10,000 stereo, if you're an audiophile, $10,000 system, and you go to $25,000 system. Well, the increments of that system are going to be like this, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they're not going to be this. So for an extra $10,000, $15,000, you're not going to get this huge improvement in sound. Now, even if you go to a $120,000 system, you're still only going to be here somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So the same thing with your tempo, the increments of speed based on your fingering, your overall fingering and triplets and ornaments, is not that much faster than what we just did. So that's a really nice bouncy tempo. It's not overly fast. I wouldn't want to play it much faster than that unless I was playing for dancing. All right. So what happens is, especially with people that start, and I hope this is okay with everybody, is, you know, when you start later in life, when you start playing instruments later in life, we panic, right? So we kind of forget. And so what I try and do, because we're all different, right? We've all had different careers for the most part, right? So we're all different careers. Even carpenter, I'm a carpenter, but you know my carpentry career is a lot different than other carpentry careers. Some guys do sheetrock their whole life, never work with a piece of wood. I'm the opposite. I've done sheetrock, and I like to work with wood. So that's just an analogy. So you take whatever career that you've had, and the amount of focus that you give that career when you're learning it, right? We forget that when we pick up an instrument because we get confused about all the physical aspect of what we're doing and then the listening and, oh, no, I can't do this and I can't do that. And, you know, we get so wound up about stuff that then you panic about everything. It's all about control. Take it nice and easy, nice and steady, even playing fast. When I play really fast, I'm still controlled. Now, that triplet isn't really that much faster anymore than that. Right? But it's always controlled. So my thing to you is not to, for everybody here, is when you're learning tunes or you're playing tunes, you know, obviously you want to get used to playing at a certain tempo. When you get used to that, increase your tempo. Right? I have this ongoing battle with students all the time. Don't get locked into one tempo. That's a killer right there. But remember, everything you're doing is muscle memory. So you train your muscles to play at one speed, you're going to be screwed. You've got to train your muscles to play faster. Move your fingers a little quicker, right? Move your bellows hand, whatever, your bow hand, all this kind of stuff. Always develop what you're doing, whether it's the mandolin or the fiddle or the accordion, whatever. So but the Galway, right? If you do this, if you do those triplets like that, you're deliberate with your notes, play every note, and you just practice that like that, and every 3 or 4 days, you just play it a little faster and a little faster. You'd be surprised. People tell me, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it. Trust me on that one. You'd be surprised what you could do after 6 months of real positive energy putting into something. Now, of course, I've had 50 years of doing it, so you know I'm a realist, right? There's certain I've got problems with my hands, like a lot of people do now. So there are going to be limitations, but it doesn't mean you can't reach. So I'm sorry, we went off on a tangent a little bit there, but the most important thing for me tonight is that I had a really lousy day, and I'm so excited that we actually we hit 92 people. I'm like over the moon. That is unbelievable. So, last week, I think we had 74, or it was between 74 and 77, something like that, I think, last week. And the highest we had before that, I think, was 88. So we've broken the 90 barrier. That's really phenomenal. So I'm very proud of that, folks. I have to be honest with you. So, you know, you build it, they will come, I guess. You know, I must be doing something right if you keep coming back. So, but that doesn't mean I'm not open to opinions and ideas. And, you know, if you want something or not many of you send me tune ideas, believe it or not. I only get maybe one. I think only last week I got one tune idea. So again, don't be afraid to just don't send me 20, you know, but if you each sent me, you know, 3 or 4 tunes, I could work it out. I'll do it for you because I love you guys.
Right? I get my tune ideas from you.
That's what I'm afraid of, Marilyn. Well, if you keep it to 2 or 3, set, you know, 2 or 3 sets of tunes, right? I'll be happy to do, and we may not get to all of them next week, but we will do them. You know, we're here every week. So, all right. So let's play some more music now. I've done enough talking. Susie, you look very perturbed there, Susie. Is everything okay? You're making me nervous. You got to unmute yourself.
I couldn't. There it is. Sometimes the button works, sometimes it doesn't. I was just focused because I was making a donation.
Oh, well, listen, can everybody make that face right now?
Just so you know, I was looking at my screen and trying to see what I was doing. So
I thought you were looking at my fingering or something, you know. I just
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's unusual for a fiddle player.
What is?
To look at my fingering on the accordion.
Oh, yeah, right.
It wouldn't help you that much.
Yeah, Absolutely. Okay. All right.
So let's do oh, I gotta go back. I gotta do this on my screen. I gotta minimize my screen again. There we go. Let's go back to reels. I need to do some upbeat stuff. All right. Lucy Campbell's In the Morning Dew. Another, I told you, we've done these before. So, you know, somebody's new here. Well, there's a couple of new people, but I just forget. So somebody sent me an email and they said it was their first time and they had lots of questions for me in the email that I responded to. And I can't remember who it was.
That might have been me, Bill.
Bill, where are you?
Well,
keep talking, Bill.
I'm in San Francisco, and I'll keep talking. And yes, that was a nice email, and it's really great being here. I'm really enjoying this. And I look forward to the next one, even though we still have a lot more of this one. So
I can't see you. I can't see your yellow square. I don't know why. Keep all talking right. Again.
Okay. Testing. Here I am. Looking forward to playing the Morning Dew with everybody here.
We're going to be doing the only Susie is the only yellow screen I have, and I don't know why. That's kind of weird. Well, we'll figure it out, Bill. We'll figure it out before the end of the.
You know,
all right, so Lucy Campbell. That's Lucy Campbell's, and then. So keeping in mind now. Obviously, if you play the Morning Dew, you know there's so many versions of that tune out there. So I'm going to give you mine. It's kind of a mix of a standard version that's been played for since I've learned it, so which is almost 50 years, right? And kind of my own little twist on it. So you don't have to learn it my way, but you might like some of the things I do. You may not. So, but anyway, so just so you know. Thank you. sorry, that might have been a hair fast, too fast for people. I don't know. But it's a great tune. So there's a couple of little things that I do in there that are probably different, but and you can learn them or not. Generally, if you do some of the stuff similar to what I did, generally you're not going to mess up the session. You know, everybody's going to be able to play along with you, you know, on that kind of stuff. So
you did some very cool, just tiny variations in the morning dew.
Right.
Just fabulous. I love that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So, you know, the thing that's, and Claudine, by the way, I do see you. Just saw you. Lovely to see you. Ellen, good to see you. And Mary and Karen, I think you guys, I haven't talked to you, said hello to yet. And Martha, who is Sue, Linda? Did I say hello to you? Jim? I don't know. We got some newcomers here. Now we've lost four people already. What is going on here? No, I was having a good time there. We were at 94.
Oh, we almost reached 100.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're back down to 90. So anyway.
What happens when you get to 100?
I have no idea. We haven't reached 100 yet. So I think there's a cutoff on Zoom when we reach 100, I think. So I guess we'll find out if we ever do reach it. We're certainly getting close. So.
Some people have two people in the window, so you could count it as 100.
Oh, that's right.
Or you could double. You could have everyone call in twice.
Well, I think what happens is, so if we have four screens, right? You can get 50 on a 25 on a screen. So four screens is 100, right? Hi, Bill. Bill Foss.
Hi, John. Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. Bill Connie, how are you? So this is what I was told, because I did, this was confused me the very first time I did this. So when you go from one screen to another, if you don't have enough people in that screen, they just fill it in with everybody, other people that you've already seen. So, you know, I might see the same person in three different screens. Why they do it that way, I guess they don't want people to, you know, they don't want one person on the screen, I guess, you know, or two people on a screen. So so there are duplicates of screens. Hey, Yvette, how are you? And Valerie, and Mark.
Hi, John.
Sharon. Now I'm seeing all the people I didn't see before. Sharon Goldwasser and Sharon Payne. Is it Payne? How do you say that? Sharon Pin?
It's Pine.
A Pine.
Pine, yeah.
Okay, it was just hard for me to see. So, and Cindy Fallon and David, good to see you guys. David Brown, good to see you too. And Marie. Lovely to see you. All right, Tissa. All right, so anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but yeah. So the thing is about if you do variations or you learn different versions from different people, as long as they're not radical, they'll fit together. You know what I mean? As long as you're not playing some radical stuff. Generally, you can play the morning dew that has several different variations, several different ways of playing it. I do think a lot of people are probably playing the Chieftains version, you know, from when they did it, recorded it years and years ago. I could be wrong about that, you know. And then once something gets into it gets into that loop, right? A lot of places create their own session books, and then that book is shared by somebody else, and then it's shared by that person to somebody else, and the next thing you know, everybody has the wrong version of the tune. But I'm just kidding. All right, what are we going to play now? We go back to jigs. Let's do the New York jig and the geese in the bog. And then the before I go any further, I should actually, so you know, most of you know anyway, if you got the email, of course, you had to get the email from Lisa, that we're having Catherine and John McAvoy this weekend. So we'd love to see some of you if you can make it. But if you can't, as I always say every week, could you at least please share the information and get the word out? We have, I think, about 14 people signed up so far. So it's a little down from what we're normally used to this time of the week. Last week we did really, really well. So we had our biggest audience, I think, 77 people for the master session last Saturday, which was pretty phenomenal. But I'd love to have a good showing for everybody, of course, you know, but it's tough for people to make it every week because it's a lot of money. But if you know any flute players or fiddle players or anybody that would like to support Catherine and John, that would be great. Okay. And I certainly appreciate the support that you guys give me week to week. I do enjoy this. That certainly, without a shadow of a doubt, the highlight of my day today. I can tell you that without any hesitation whatsoever. And I'm delighted. So just it's my heart is beating a little better and feeling my heart is feeling a little bit better. So thank you for that. All right. So here we go. So was that tempo okay?
Yeah. Very nice, John.
Good, good. I kind of, sometimes I worry. I get excited and then I get a little faster than I should. But if that's good with you, that's good. So let's slow it down a little bit now and play. I put Planck's Do Fanny Power down there, but I can't remember how it goes. Can somebody tell me how it goes? Lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Lovely tune too. So there's so much you could do with those simple little melodies like that, but it's hard to do it, you know, when I'm playing it. But I would do some little fills, little runs around that. If I was in a group of people, it'd be kind of fun. And doing some harmonies would be nice, you know. So I like doing that stuff at sessions. So there's a lot of sessions where they refuse to do any of that stuff. And like, I don't understand it, to be honest with you. I love playing slow tunes. I love singing in a session. You know, what's wrong with having a song? Now, I wouldn't want to hear 5 or 6 songs in a row, you know, because I want to play. But you know, you scatter 2 or 3 songs over a 2-hour session, 4 songs, that's not going to hurt anybody. It's kind of nice. Or maybe even you know, what we used to do in the old days, they don't do anymore. And that is a nice little story. Some amazing storytelling, you know, traditional, old storytelling, you know. That's wonderful. And you get somebody that says it right, that's able to do it. It's such great poetry and that kind of stuff. So, but that's just me. I like the variety in a session like that, you know. Can't all be reels and jigs throughout the whole bloody night, you know. All right, so speaking of reels and jigs, let's go back to reels, I guess.
Hornpipes.
You want more hornpipes?
Raven. Rover.
The what?
Rover in the Bog.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, but I've got to get the music for that. So that might be a problem for me. I don't know if I have that music for that, too.
I was hoping we could do Sheila Coyle's.
Well, we can. We can do Sheila first, but if we do, I wouldn't mind doing a set of hornpipes first. But, you know, to be honest with you, because I was going to print that stuff today, because I did the set list last night, I said, oh, I can print it tomorrow. I have plenty of time. And then now the printer's not working. So I don't know if I have that. Yeah, you know what? That's great, though, but I might forget it halfway through.
Okay.
that's the God's honest truth, Art. My head is not, you know, you guys think, you probably think I just make this stuff up or kid around to about it. But, you know, I might as well kid around about it as cry. But, yeah, but my mind is not what it was. And it's
which become, one are you looking for, John?
I'm looking for the Rover Through the Bog.
Oh, okay.
And I may have it.
It's on the screen.
Oh, yeah. All right, but I guess I could do that, but then I won't see you guys. So what's my what's it? What's the other tunes in that set?
I can take that down as soon as you're past the tune, if you want.
Yeah, but can we minimize that? Can I have it on the screen but minimized, Michael?
No, I don't think there's a way to do that, but maybe okay. Next time then.
All right, hold on. Just the jigs. Give me a second here.
We'll
work it out. So I'm figuring if it was on the list, I've got to have it printed out. Because, all right. I got the hornpipe. I finally got the hornpipes here. And it's called Roving Through.
Can you put that music back up on the screen so I can take a screenshot of it, if possible?
What's that?
I was just wondering if they could put that sheet music back up on the screen so I can take a screenshot of it.
I'll put the link to it in the chat, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you.
That's a good idea. I guess we could do that. That's a lot of work for you, Michael. Let's all say thank you to Michael while I'm doing this. He's doing all this good work for us.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. You know what? I don't think I have it. All right. What else did I have in that bloody thing? Yeah. You know, we're going to have to forget that set.
But Plains of Boyle and Boys of Blue Hill.
Well, no, let's do the Thames. I have the Thames here.
Thames and Sonny Murray's.
I have Sonny Murray here. I know that for sure. I should have pulled it out when I was right here. All right, let's do that set instead. So here's part of my problem with all this stuff. Just so you understand, maybe you have a little empathy for me, because it seems like I'm really disorganized, and I'm really not, for the most part. But I do Mondays with John, the Wednesday slow session and the Saturday fast session. And I have to have tunes for all three. And it wasn't so bad. Doing Mondays with John wasn't so bad because it was once a week. So it was easy for me to alternate the tunes that I could remember. But now that I have to come up with tune lists for Wednesday night and tune lists for Saturday, it's overwhelming a little bit too. And then, of course, I have to play tunes. So I don't want to be playing the same tune three times a week. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So I tried to mix it up as best I can. And it's my memory is not working. Yes, Patrick. What did you say, Patrick?
I said you're doing fine with it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. All right, so there you go. It's the Thames. And two really great tunes that I would never remember if I didn't have the music in front of me. And I've played them for over 40 years. Okay, so. Oh, sorry, I started on the wrong tune. Thank you. Lovely tunes. All right. So let's do the the Sheila Coyles set. And Sheila Coyles and the Pipes of Despair. And O'Rourke's. And let's add, I didn't put it on here, but let's, after O'Rourke's, we could do the Wild Irishman. We talked about this before, for those of you who've been here before. So you know, there are some kind of standard sets of tunes, and O'Rourke's and the Wild Irishman are one of them. So if you go to a session in Ireland or London, they're going to know that. So you should be prepared for it. But normally I wouldn't do, most sessions I really wouldn't play four tunes. The most I'd play would be three. But this is the slow session, and we can take our time. And so Sheila Coyles. Piper's Despair. O'Rourke's, and then we'll throw in what did I say? I just forgot what it.
Wild Irishman.
Wild Irishman, yeah. All right. Sheila Coyles is one of my favorite tunes of right now, anyway.
Thank you.
Irishman at the end there. So, all right. I guess we'll go back to jigs again. We'll do Father of Flynn. Then we'll do the Father of Flynn set and the Father Tom's Wager and the Lilting Fisherman. So. And we lost 10 people already. A bunch of wimps, huh? What's up with that? Can't take the heat. Stay out of the kitchen. I'm just checking to see who's gone. So I can keep a record, mental record, photographic memory record of who's not here. I'm just kidding. All right. Charles, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I was just thinking how in the Mikado, this song, there's an aria there. I have a little list.
I like that. Very good.
Hey, John, what about your slip jigs?
Yeah, I'd have to find the music for that. So we still have half an hour, so we've got plenty of time.
Okay.
I do have the music for that right beside me. So it would take me a second to find, at least, well, you know what? I say that now and I probably may not have. The White Mountain. How does the White Mountain go? Don't all jump at once. Who's brave enough to give it a shot so I can give me an idea of how it goes? No takers, huh? I don't even know if I know it.
Which tune are you talking about?
I don't really know it either, but reading it looks like...
Not the Green Mountain.
I know that tune. The White Mountain, that's the White Mountain?
That's what I found anyway.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's good because I know that one.
We call that the Ara Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
There's another name for it.
I have that written down. All right, so let's
Also Patty O'Brien's, apparently.
Yeah, Patty O'Brien definitely named it the Ara Mountains.
Right, I have it.
Great tune.
Yeah, it is a great tune. So we can do that one. I'm looking for a Fig for a Kiss. Let's see. How's that one going? I found it. No panic. So we do.
Are we doing the Father O'Flynn set?
No, let's not do that. Let's see. We'll do it after. We'll do that Slipjig set, and yes, they were. That was recorded. That's on the Banks of the Shannon EP. Well, I think Seamus turned it into a full-size CD years later, but the original EP, Paddy O'Brien and Seamus Connolly recorded this tune on that record, because I remember I learned every tune on that record when it came out. See, I lost it. See that? I lost it already. What's the first one again? So just to keep things in perspective for you guys, I am going for an MRI, and I'm not kidding about that. You don't kid about that kind of stuff. So I do have to go for an MRI, because this is what happens to me all the time. So... as well as headaches. I get a lot of headaches now. But anyway, so... Lovely. Yeah, thanks for pushing me into that. I really like those tunes. All right. Let's do. We're going to stay on the jigs now, and then we'll do Father O'Flynn. And we're almost out of time, so I'm getting a little tired. We'll do Father O'Flynn and Father Tom's Wager and A Lilting Fisherman. So those of you who've heard me say this before, this is the very first tune I ever learned to play on the accordion. And Linda, I don't know if I said hello to you that today. Did I, Linda? I'm sorry, darling. How you doing? All right. Let me.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, I said hello to you. There's more than one Linda.
Is there another Linda? Okay, thanks. Oh, yeah.
Actually, Linda Mann is a very dear friend of mine from Connecticut. We've known each other a long time. And I didn't see her when she first came on. But Linda Hammond, we're delighted to have you here. And this is your third or fourth time, I think, right? So it's the third. See, wasn't that bad. I keep track. It's amazing what this thing remembers, isn't it? I mean, I can't remember tunes I've played for 40 bloody years, but I can remember Linda, who I've never met in my life, has been to this session four times.
You're amazing, John.
I don't know. I don't know. All right. A Father O'Flynn. And then... see? There you go. I actually recorded the set of tunes. What is Father Tom's Wager? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Marilyn. And then... So this is the one where I lilt the first part in tune. And so maybe we'll give that a shot during the course of this, before we end today. So here we go. Thank you. Finish off. I have to say, in all honesty, I know it's kind of early, 10 minutes early, but we'll finish off with the ash plant set, I think. But I have to figure out how the ash plant goes. That's it, right? All right, so yeah, I think. This is My Love Is in America. All right, so let me just finish off by saying thank you so much, everybody, for being here. I'm delighted that we hit 94 tonight. Thank you for making my day and cheering me up, and I really appreciate it. Your participation, it makes it all the worthwhile to do it. And hopefully, I guess I must be doing something right if you keep coming back, but hopefully I am doing some good for you guys, especially at this crazy time of COVID. And even if we didn't have COVID, hopefully I would be doing something for you guys. So, and get the word out, please, if you can. We have Catherine and John McAvoy this Saturday. And then the following week we have Tony DeMarco and Isaac Alderson, which is going to be pretty phenomenal, I think. So, and then we have other great stuff coming up. We have Mairead Nguini and her daughter, Nia. We have Cuchulainn na Gonn and her husband. We have the Keneally's coming. So the Keneally family, if you're not familiar, Pauline Keneally plays the banjo. She's in Chicago. A phenomenal banjo player. Mick Keneally, her brother, played with Daydannon a few years ago, not that long ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. But he's played with a lot of other people. He lives in Ireland. Pauline is in Chicago. Kathleen is in Boston. She plays the tin whistle and is a phenomenal whistle player. And then Bernadette, I think, is the oldest, and she works for Matt Malloy in Malloy's Pub in Westport, and she's a banjo player. They are phenomenal, phenomenal musical family. The father, Mick, I played music in their house, and I'm a good few years older than most of them. So I played with them before. I think half of them didn't even play music when I played with their father in Bedford. They lived in Bedford, in Bedfordshire, and I lived in Luton, which was about 20 minutes away, 20 miles away. And I used to go over to their house and play music with their dad. So that's the connection there. But if you've never seen him, you really need to. They are phenomenal. You talk about swing in music, you're not going to get much better than the Keneally family. It's just truly amazing. But then we have, that's off the top of my head, everybody I can remember. But keep an eye on the, you get the newsletter, and keep an eye on the Facebook, and you'll see what's coming up. Hopefully I haven't missed anybody that's coming up real soon. They're all really good. And then I'm waiting to hear back from some other people I can't mention. But if they get back to me, well, actually, I've got a yes from the Mulcahy's. But we're trying to work out a date. So that, if you don't know Mick Mulcahy on the accordion, and Louise, and what's the other sister's name? Oh my God. But anyway, so Louise plays the harp and the pipes, I think. She's the piper.
And the flute. She and plays the great flute.
Yes, Bill, thank you. And the flute.
It's Michelle.
Michelle, there you go. Michelle plays a fiddle, right? The fiddle she plays?
She plays everything. She's a great, great harper, concertina. She'll play the fiddle occasionally and other things.
Okay. All right. So there you go. So they've agreed to do it. We just don't know when. Okay. And I also got an okay from Sean Smith from Lunasa. But we're probably looking at April for Sean. Sean's a doctor. I talked to him yesterday via WhatsApp. And he said things are pretty bad over there. And he's working 7 days a week. He's pretty fried. So I was kind of surprised that he actually FaceTimed me, but we've been very, very good friends. He's probably one of my best friends ever in my life. If you've never heard of him, you've heard Lunasa, of course, but so there's one thing to know about Sean Smith, that he's a very modest guy. So there's only one person to ever beat Eileen Ivers at the All-Ireland Flock Yawl in competition, and that's Sean Smith. And he not only did he beat her once, but he beat her twice. And I might add, he's also an 8-time All-Ireland champion whistle player. So he comes from a very rich family of music. Cor and Breeder play, his sisters play. They're all doctors, and one of them's an engineer. So there you go. So anyway,
John, that'll be my Saturday night date for the last 2 months, and it looks like you're going to be it for the next 3 or 4.
Well, it's sad to say it, unfortunately, but I keep asking these people, and I keep saying yes. So as long as we can get enough people, we need a minimum of 30 people really to make it even worth their while to do it. But we've been up in the 60s to 70 people, so I feel a lot better, but sending them the money at the end of, I send it to them right away at the end of the night. And they've been very, very happy and very gracious about it. So that's all we can do. We help each other out. So I'm delighted that I can do it. And it seems like it's a one of a kind thing. I think at this point there's lots of stuff out there, but nothing like the master class session. And I know there's lots of sessions like this, but anyway. All right, here we go. Thank you so much. I love you guys. We'll do the Ash Plant. My love is in America, and finish off with McFadden's Handsome Daughter. And I'll see you guys either Monday or next Wednesday, I guess. Is that not it?
It's very similar.
That's not it.
I don't think that's it. That's not it. Marilyn, I think. There you are. Thank you.
Yeah.
Gosh. I hope this never happens to any of you guys.
Hi,
Well, there you go, everybody. Thank you so much. Love you guys.